before we start the VAD, I'm just going to get it. Since last night we were getting a disclaimer, it's not the normal, usual VAD you could give. And we were speaking about a high-end, right? I don't like speaking at high-end. It's time to get a little riled. Speaking about the darkness. I like speaking about more about the Nakuda. That's what I'm mentioning because, first of all, can I mention? Phases, because what we want from it is an avoided lick and a Adama, directly get to what we're going to speak about tonight, but every yontif, there's the hearts of the chag. So the hearts of the chag, obviously, you have to look around the chazal. The mind is the hearts of the chag lies with the person's away. That's what the hearts of the chag lies. You make the hearts of the chag, you make the fingers of the chag. Person has to try to pick a nekuda that he's going to work hard. He's going to think about it. Shabbat, that's the first point of the nekuda. Something to work on, to handle, right? That is the hearts of the chag. It's very easy to get caught up for everything that's going on. Very easy. I heard of Arkhamsh last year. I like the word. I don't want to say it, I don't want to say it. I'm from Shmuel. He said B'shem, it's an Imru B'shem daily Hadders. He said, I'm going to say, you know, all the big, everything that makes a big rash, the kids. That's what Amoinam sees. But Moshe, he's always able to Nigash, go beyond. Arafa is able to go beyond all, seems like, you know, make clarity, still, he's able to get, hit the Tunis, hit the Sheresh, go to the Sheresh. And the God was able to hit the Sheresh. We add on a little bit to what he's saying, but he says that even the Teich. Even with Teich, a matzah, a ruchnistic matzah. We're not talking that people get caught up with the cheesecake. That's because they didn't go for the gashmis. But even people, even within a ruchnistic matzah, there's koilus and lapidus, and then there's shasham alikim. You know, the person, you're going to an asifa, Moshe. You're going to an asifa. This is the young one we speak about all the time. Here, listen, you're going to an asifa. So call the kulay koilus. The person, I'm icing and ruchnistic. I'm not going to Cancun, Mexico now. I'm not going to have fun. I'm going to asifa, asifa. And it's so easy to get caught up with kailas and brach. It's so easy to get caught up with everything else that's going on. But there's an akuda that, there's an akuda premise that you're supposed to get at. To get at it's something you can take out really that's going to make a real, raise a real change on a person. In a chag, it's mamash like that. In a chag, even in the ruchlis, the gayastic, staying up the whole night. All the chalokim of the seder ruchlis, nice and person. The avrechim here, we're setting up yantav sudo also that's in his ruchlis. Not ruchlis. In every single chilek of the yontif, within the ruchinist, there's the koilus and lapidus. And then there's the arafa, shasham alikim. This is the koitai klal b'yotcha. The premise for you is something that you decide to work with. Only something you have machshava over. A person goes to the yontif, gets schlepped around, and just does what everyone else is doing, that's koilus and lapidus. You could feel like you get certain hashpa, it's only koilus and lapidus. Person decides, then spends time before the yontif to think about it, work on his act. He could pick something out. He kept picking this. Oh, it was bad. Yeah, fine. So we're picking one thing tonight. I told you, just add the ordinary. I usually speak about a lot of other things. We're picking one thing tonight. Certainly chizik in the Torah. I'm saying before. I'm going to say it a lot of times. So I don't want to be taking whatever I said, distorted. I want it understood the right way. My ikar tachlis is to open up the sugya. Make the tachas as I want to talk about. On purpose, I want to talk about music. It's music that I don't think we think about it so much. But in economic, the ikur dagger that we're talking about is something that's not so carved to us. Talk about Torah Lishma. I want to talk about Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma is a very, very high thing. I want to talk about Torah Lishma not because we hold in the kind of Lishma. Not because I want Lishma because of the kavonah Shabbat, the kavonah, the zachah Shabbat, being Torah Shabbat. I want to talk about Torah Lishma, Ba'ifin, Nekuda. It's in the proper way of learning Torah. The proper way of learning Torah. Because there's a big Nekuda that's clustered in the way we learn Torah. And the Lishma is the proper tool of learning Torah. And we're not holding by doing Lishma. But Mitir Shiloh Yom Shema Shema Bala Shema Yom Shema Yom Shema says that it's only the person's headed towards the Shema. So we have to know what it is. If we know what it is, if we have a sin in front of us, it's something that we might eventually head into, and we can even be Mekayim a little bit today. We can find it a little bit today. But also, you'll see, so what I mean is that I wanted the Sugi to be in front of us. The big Sugi here. The Mishnah in fact, Paragvav, in the meaning of Robinson, I don't have a Paragvav here, but it doesn't have anything. So it states, the first Mishnah, it says, Shema Rucha, Alayim Yitur, the Shema Zeich, the Vram Har. Beat of Grace, Alayim Yitur, it says, Machshartoi, Ramtoi, Megalti, Alkala Maisim, Kulei, Aganse, Rishim. So obviously, most of us are not Zeich into these things. It's true in Nimsu B'tzit, it says that I'm living there at the Shema. The Shema, so the Shema, everyone knows. Every Shei Bacha Shema. The famous Ner Shechaim. Shechaim, in the beginning of Shara Dalet, he was Kaveh what the Shema means. Kaveh what the Shema means, we're going after that. And from what the Shechaim, what the Shechaim is saying is the Yeshua was, it's the Alupis, what the Shema is. Shechaim stells a back based upon the Rosh and Sugi Nadar and Asana base. And the Shema is different than other mitzvahs. The Shema by Torah is different than other mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, the person has in mind when he doesn't need something, he has in mind. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a way to connect that other Shema. By Torah, your mind won't say, what's the answer? Your mind, what's the Torah? A person when he learns Torah, the Shema means L'Shem HaTorah. Korah, the word is, the word is done, Asana base. Rose of Mitzvah, the Koyme, Asay Dvorim Lashem, Polom, the Dabar Behem Lishmo. Al Tasim Atorah Lisgadolem, don't make it a crown to make yourself great. Al Tasim Kurdoim Yez Oideboy, don't use it for Parnaso, don't use it as a hoe to hoe with. The state Asay Dvorim Lashem, Polom, the Dabar Behem Lishmo, Zakhtar Rosh, the Pirush Rosh. Asay Dvorim Lashem, Polom, the Shmoy Shal Kadosh Baruch, when he talks about Asiyah, which is Mitzvahs, he says that in mind Hashem. Shepol HaKol Lemanim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is called the Poel. He created everything in the world. So, have in mind for Hashem. But V'daber Behem, it talks about Dibur in Torah, it says L'Shema'an. It doesn't say L'Shem Polo. The whole different part of the Poel. V'daber L'Shema'an. Kol Diburecho Ma'asecha B'Divei Torah Yil L'Shem HaTorah. It's up to the Rosh. V'en Leida L'Hov V'en Ho'isif L'Lekha Chapilko. That's the answer. That's the Rosh Hashanah. We're not moving from that. We're going with him there. When a person's going the Shem Torah, what does it mean the Shem Torah? What does it mean the Shem Torah? What does it mean the Shem Torah? So when we always think about Shalosh Shema, the first thing that comes to mind, which has to be shown, is when a person's learning the Shem Kavod. A person's learning Kanter, a person's learning for learning. My father, if they're so he was sitting next to a Rav. He had a rabbi's card. So he bought it, asked me, he said, Matayesh, rabbi business card. I didn't know it, I found Matayesh, rabbi business card. I'm only a rabbi, he was a business card. It's not as well known as people should be. It's not as well known as people should be. Kola oisik b'ter b'layla shkin yukenem. The special school is oisik b'ter b'layla shkin yukenem. Shinemar kumi yoyni b'layla. Paskin eich and after it says shifri kamayim li bech noichach p'nei Hashem. Let me noichach p'nei Hashem. Kumi yoyni b'layla li noichach p'nei Hashem. What does this mean when we learn that? What does it mean? Zok the Meshchach Mazin, second Malach. Pshad is it means someone who learns be'ez oifel at a cloudy distilled time. Loi l'kavoy, Rakhtar says it. Bitzina be'ez adchak. A person learns bitzina be'ez adchak. Loimena manas l'skabe, l'ulas yisrad. The third thing, this is the chiddush of Meshchach. Here comes the chiddush of Meshchach, and it's going to open up a whole new area. Oy lahashlim es nafsho. Shachma says the third thing is a person who's learning Chachma is a greater dad. A person learning, you know why? Because he knows it's the best thing. He knows he'll become the best human being if he's going to learn. He's learning because he knows it's the best thing for himself. And he'll be a fine human being. He'll know he'll have good shalom bayis. He'll know he'll get along with people. He'll be a happy person. He's doing lahashim lahash. That's all b'chalal shalishma. Listen to what Shadi says in the marriage. He says all these people. This also the kudu we want. He's a zayreya. He's a zayreya. Pasuk says he says shemal zayim bedima barina yisar. This is zayreya and this ksiu. This planting, this harvesting. Klal gadol b'shem pasuk. The ikar simcha is b'shas ksiu. Barina yisar. When a person is zayreya, he doesn't see the ends yet. He doesn't see the ends. He doesn't feel the ends. There's always a certain amount of dim. Who is going to have Rina Bishas when he's learning? Who's going to have Rina? Only someone who's a Kaitzer when he's learning. Someone who's a Rea when he's learning, he's not going to have Rina. Anybody who's doing Torah for any ulterior motive, any fringe benefit, anything except for the Torah for itself, we're going to see soon how his mind goes into the Torah for itself. Anything except for the Torah itself, he's a Zayreya. And that's not Torah Lashon. And he's not going to have him, the Simcha. Zokter, Nemar, Zriya is Nemar, Kol Mifal Yisodim. Any action of a person in Loibo Adayin HaTachlis. As long as it's not an end of itself, Nasik is a Reya Le'izapulu. The end is a Shasrina. Aval Oisik B'Torah B'Mistern Lubli as a Tachlis. Doesn't mean Dafke at night. It means in general, he doesn't have any other Tachlis. Listen to this key word. Rak his kashrusa the Torah dies. A person who's learning Lishma, he's learning for one purpose, to kashrus kashrus to the Torah. He should become bound to the Torah. I'm going to expand on that in a second. He become bound to the Torah, so he's learning from. Imkein haschar shaloi hu masik be'is iskei b'Torah. Then he gets a schar, he got everything. Zeo kumi reni balai li harmis. Shetekeh be'is alimud yuroinim b'toyv lev. Ki kashar hu la'ashen izbarach midei oska b'Torah. V'toyim noyim ha'Torah l'kis b'Torah. The Meshachma says that a person learns the shameless kashas of Torah. So, again, I don't know how much of it has been in the Adam, but many times we speak about Nakuda, which we have to remember. My concern now is that he's been Moram is Klachayam on Nakuda, all the places in Hazan, which is a little bit of the Chiddush. That our relationship, when we talk about our relationship to the Torah, we see the Torah different than other Chafatsim of Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are hechtim sifek mekasher kashem. The Torah, in all the places in Chazal, is mitzias lifnei atzma. Mitzias lifnei atzma. As mitzias lifnei atzma, this kashem, when mitzias is the Torah, Torah is living mitzias. In the Chazal, in the end of the place, Torah is mitzias. It's like you have a relationship with a person, like I have a relationship with a wife. That's a relationship with the Torah. The Torah, when you ma'omu for the Torah, the Torah decides, who cares about me? I'm going to give myself up for the Torah. The thing. I'm not. It's two Rashis, I didn't bring this on Hedrin. Rashi, it's not even Sfarma Gadushim, it's Rashi's and Shas, one of Rashi's and Sanhedrin Sabbath Kess and Bezan. Bring that down, look it up. Rashi and Defesh Omul Omul Loi. Rashi said that the person is Omul for the Torah, so it goes in front of the Kaddish Baruch and tells him, Esa Kaddish Baruch, please let me give him over the Tamei Torah. The Torah goes in the Shadim Fein Kaddish Baruch. Please let me give over this person the Tamei Torah, the Sodis HaTorah. There's another Rashi in the Gomes, in front of me, Rashi in the Gomes of Kuf Yudzayim. The Gemara says that the Pasuk, famous Pasuk initially, Kimayim Aponim Luponim Kain Leva Odom Odom, Ahu B'Divei Torah. If you want to know it says, it's from the Divei Torah. Zakrashi. Lefi Ponim V'Lev Shatanus in the Torah. According to the tension, according to the focus, the Lev, the Regish, you give the Torah, the Kir. Libcha Oymeid Lahamid Lecha Girsa. That's how much your heart's going to be able to get Girsa. In Megatabo Timsa. In Lo Yegatabo Lo Timsa. Lefi, the affection you show the Torah, that's how much you're going to get from the Torah. What you're going to get from the Torah. It's relationship. When you work with the Torah, it's relationship. Zok the Meshach Ochem. So when the relationship has to be, Avashim the Kriya with Avashim, that's what you say. When you're learning the Torah, the full Dara of Lishma, again, I'm not interested in Lishma, Shabbat. Right? It's not what I'm interested in. I'm learning, I'm interested in the Kesher that we have with the Torah. Our Kesher has to be with the Torah, has to be 1,000% to the Torah. Anyone who knows anything about relationships, so I hope you didn't get this yet at this point with your wife, but a relationship husband and wife. Relationship parents and child. Relationship Rebbe and Talmud. Very much a relationship Rebbe and Talmud. Relationship with Chavrusas. They'll know that one of the most destructive things in a relationship is the second that one of the sides in a relationship feels that there's any sort, in the smallest way, amount of manipulation that's going on in a relationship. That means, the person feels he's being used in any way to get another side benefit, even if the person realizes that the inception relationship is not based on it. He realizes, no, I wasn't totally at it, I wasn't just trying to just use you, I wasn't just using you as a coin, but through the course relationship, we're trying to get some fringe benefits, some side benefits. You know, yeah, why don't you, you know, make me that connection? The person is a grace of being in a relationship. The person feels a being in a relationship, he feels he's being used. People are very sensitive, very, very sensitive. Anytime, again, we're talking about a relationship, a regish, not a business relationship, a relationship of emotion, and there's a relationship of emotion, so there's a gear in the relationship anytime, there's a fringe benefit. So two emotions, anytime, any sort of two emotions, yeah, even if it comes a second hand. The Torah is the same way. The Torah doesn't give itself over totally. Rather, there's darkness, thousands of millions of darkness. Obviously, the people who totally manipulate the Torah. They're using the Torah like a card in Lachbar. But that there's many darkness. And even if we're doing it because we eventually even want to get to the Torah, but if the time being we have side benefits, that we have from the Torah, it's felt in our hiskashus to the Torah. And this is probably the reason why I'm speaking about this is. Our relationship to the Torah, l'chatchila, and it's just like this, right? That's the warning again. L'chatchila is based upon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person and created him with many needs. He can't just go and give up all his needs. He's a person. He has needs. Our Kabbalah is that we feed the needs of a person. We don't say, ignore your human needs and just go and adapt it to the Torah. The person has needs. So in Mela, the whole Sidri Yeshiva, the whole Sidri Yeshiva, the whole Mechanic is that a person should be Sapik. It means we set up something that's called a Mizgirat. We set up a curriculum, a program. That's where a person works good in. It's a program. What does that mean? Part of a program is that there are other people around, you're involved with people, there are other people there. It's very hard for a person to lose that everything that knows something about the Yeshiva, no one's going to, no one likes. Yeah. There's a Seder place where we're going, where we're headed. There's a Shir a lot of times. There are a bunch of different pitcher kids. Each Seder, each program is each thing that is there. But that is part of the thing that we, b'chatchila, we sell a vek, but Yeshiva is on the sublime afterwards, speaking. That's the way a person is supposed to learn. And he can't trust himself. He's not holding the level that he doesn't need this. But more or less, it comes out that our learning is not based on the Torah mitzvah. If you take away all this, you put us being as man, there's nothing to do. We have to learn a sugya that we're never going to be able to tell anybody else any chiddush on it. And we're not going to be able to show anybody, anyone else, we wrote about it. And no one will know about it, nothing garnished. Not because of the cover, again. It's not because of the cover. It's not an Indian of cover. The mezuzah covered. It's an Indian that the person has a certain. He has to feel he's doing something that'll be good for him. It's light. It's noticed. That's part of the klipas law. The Torah shows who to klipas law. That's not business. The klorzach. The Torah shows who to klipas law. Another meshachachman. Also another meshachman. Parshas Boy. Shavichus Beilu. He talks about. It's a little different than what we're talking about. He talks about two parts of a person. There's muskolis and ergeshim. His muskolis, seichel, and his vegesh. And he says the ikur of the Torah, the dogish of the Torah, as opposed to other religions, he says the dogish of the Torah is the current seichel, it's not a vegesh. But he says the Torah does not ignore vegesh. Very interesting example for this. The Torah doesn't ignore vegesh. He says the mashal. Mitzvahs, he says the Torah makes an esrog, creates something. The Torah says make a beautiful thing, creates something. Beautiful, beauty. He says the Torah knows that God created a person with a need, that the beauty talks to a person. The Torah gave a place, the Torah recognized that. He says, after 7 days, you throw away the esrog. After 7 days, you throw away the esrog. Because it's not a tachlis. It's not a tachlis. So the Torah recognizes kaychus. So two, let's see what we're talking about. Avada, the Torah recognizes kaychus. The Torah shalom l'shma l'shma, the ikr, the bisus, the foundation of a person's learning has to be when he sets up the situations where it's easy for him to learn. But there are other perks, there are other side perks, different things, and sometimes they're very subtle. That make it easy for the person to learn. They make it easy for the person to learn. They make it easier for the person to learn. But this is the big problem. It can't remain that way. A person's ikar tachas in life has to be at some point to get to some sort of ma'ilu Torah where he is learning Torah ba'ana Torah. And that's the ikar time, the 2 points. First of all, when your kesher is totally with the Torah, when it's avish and the food, when the Torah starts giving, when you start making the big strides, tell me the chamon will start being kind of. You know, mesechtes after mesechtes after mesechtes, and they go in leaps and bounds. When the this is the most of this fashion. To my point, the Torah gives them over to themselves. That's when you start developing the eichus of that kashrut. You start making strides in that. That's one akuda. The second akuda is in the simchos. You get to touch them in the the simcha that a person has when doing something, pushing the path is not something that I'm using. It's not using the Rabbi Yishma. But we're, that's what we're very, we take out, we set up the city yeshiva, the whole city yeshiva is set up, it's supposed to be, it's an emtsoi, it's a matzah that a person should eventually get to a matzah where he's in the Torah ba'ad the Torah, he's in the Torah ba'ad the Torah. That's not what I'm saying in the Torah ba'ad the Torah, a person who picks up chazanish. He cried, you see the way he learned. He didn't learn for any other reason, it didn't make a difference. He, rather, he expected to make a shrine in chazanish, not a problem. But he learned for one thing, he wanted to learn Torah. And it didn't matter if he had to make a cheshbon, they had to bang your head 15 hours on some technical facts. It didn't make a difference if it's something that no one ever is ever going to look at, because it's, you have to know 50 ideas and titles. Who's holding it and listening? But look at it. You're not going to discuss with anybody. No one's not going to be able to feel that you mavar something that another sefer talks about. He's out for one purpose. Just the vakish is in his lusach and sanedrin one time, he says, the person who is mechadish terah, lo yilis kalas liboy, el levakish es advar. That's never the chasnish. I always say it was mashal. The first time I had the suda. First time I had the suda was when I came to Basher. Remember, it's the first time I had the suda. I came to Basher, so first of all, in general, Basher is a beautiful example. The way he says she always is. It was one of the reasons why he's very machmir. He learns everything with chilul atzeh. He learns everything inside. Again, because even though he also shtos this, even though the mahalach of yeshiva is doing manush the part that's more mishmar, that's what talks about him. But he doesn't want to leave too much. At the end of the day, we'll learn Torah. Can't chop up the suda. Suda Torah is the whole thing. Everything is there. Learn everything with chilul atzeh. The big thing I have is like this. Mubasha many times, and he's learning Masechta, and you learn Pesach, and all of a sudden Yediyah from Kachim comes in. Or Yediyah and Baba Kama. So Mubasha will talk about it for 2 minutes, and say, ah, Baba Kama did Yediyah, but after that, Baba Kama did Yediyah, but after that, ah, Yediyah and Kachim, we'll speak it after. I remember, like, it was to get me nervous. Like, let's see. First of all, I never tapped anything from what he was saying. Like, I turned off, spoke about the last week, Shmir. That was a perfect example. I turned totally off. Turned off and off in those weeks. I'm getting it. Also, it was like, I wasn't used to it in the Shul. That's my misgirt. My misgirt is tough. It talks to me. It's hard enough. I'm, you know, hard enough working my own Muhammad to become a masnid to mashkir myself from psachim. That much I can do. I have this goal. Small. I'm going to finish psachim. I'm going to do it. Again, that talks to me. You know, what is chachim? It's not what I'm. It's not my sprachim. It's not. You know, Moshe is learning Torah. He's not learning sprach. This is rather right now what he's learning. Whatever. Well, it's on the pages or something. Everything in Torah is chashat tema. I'll see inside the Torah Shabbat. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about learning Torah and And this thing in Yeshiva, this musig gets totally lost. This musig in Yeshiva gets totally lost. In Ador, it got much, much worse. Why? Very simple. Because, go back, I don't know, years ago, it wasn't such an expected thing to learn for a long time. And not so many people did it. So it was much more of a thing that a person did it in the time. But today we have so many more people who are expected to learn. So I don't even know if you call even the Rosh Hashivas, a lot of times not Rosh Hashivas, all kinds of askanim. People, there are many people in Klaiyos spending all their time trying to make different things to help people who talk about not mitzar atzmo, interested in learning, making them misgarot, svarim, ramakoimis, different things to get people side things, misayim and learning. And Mela, we totally lose our focus because with all these programs, different thousands and millions of different programs that are going on. Kamat today, any like it used to be, you use Zaiti Masechta, you could at least get it, you had that feeling because there's nothing, no one talks about it. Today, Kamat, any Zaiti Masechta, yeah, there'll be tons of Svarim that read about it. There's even Chaburs about it. There's everything is set up today, everything is set up to make it easier for a person to start learning everything. But we lost the focus, we lost the kesher itself. A person could come out of his whole yeshiva experience and never taste the sweet ones. That's what I got. First of all, to realize that this is studio here. Second of all, that a person shall at least taste it. Should a person be holding by that? It's like, hugging the learning the Shema, it's a place of that. But to push it to taste that. To push it to taste it, have a little bit of that music. Ruchim said, Moshe. He said, Moshe. Ruchim said, Moshe. Famous Moshe. He said, Taka, that time is Moshe. Time is Zivuk. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Indian of Zivuk is such a chashav azach, because the Indian of Zivuk is such a chashav azach, the Kima Oimu, Aleph, and the Shalom Bayis, base, two, it's a chashav azach for both things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put maybe they could erase the king of Taiva. Taiva should take a Taiva. There is a Taiva Tashma. That Mamash, quarter of the world, running of the world are based on that. Mamash dominates the whole world. Mamash should take a Taiva. Because he did it why did he do that? Because he wanted, so it was so chashuv to him that the chibur should happen. So he made sure that it's an unbelievable type of it, that the person shouldn't ignore it. He says, it's a mashal not never done. He says, unfortunately, this is the Darius, it's a mashal not never done. A mother. He wants his kid to eat bread. The kid doesn't want any bread. She sends him to school, she's not looking for any bread. So what does he do? She smears honey on the bread. He wants the kid to eat bread. She smears honey on the bread. Fine, it works a few days. Afterwards, she realizes what's the kid doing. She smears the honey and throws away the bread. She smears the honey and throws away the bread. Takes only the gishmak, the side things, and he doesn't take the tachas. Rucham said he was talking about that. He said that's adar. They take only the taiva, they don't bechlal. They take only the taiva, they capture the taiva, and they threw away the tachas. They threw away that mechibur. That's what we're talking about. But it's a marshal for adar. They're also the same thing. There's all this messiah. Kadosh Baruch Hu put a tremendous gishmak in Torah. And this is important to understand. It's not something, but the gishmak in Torah is not a gareya also, but. If a person's learning in Torah only for intellectual gishmak, a person can have good, but a person has not learned Torah, he got a gishmak. We know he got a gishmak. He got a gishmak because he knew Torah. That's what he got gishmak. Nothing because of intellectual. Every idea in Torah gave him gishmak. That's fine. That's not. But if a person's doing it gishmak for the intellectual thing, so I'm saying no time is chas v'shalom. We need it. Without that, we're not going to get anywhere. We need that ikar learning has to be when we have gishmak, intellectual. But at the end of the day, that's not this. It's not learning Torah. This happened to the Torah. It's not learning Torah. This happened to the Torah. And if a person only ends up and he only walks through the yeshiva only with that, and his whole connection to Torah is only when there's intellectual, only when there's gishmak city, only when there's intellectual thing, only when he has some sort of system and only program, he took the honey and he threw away the ikar. He took the honey and threw away the ikar. He has to have, there has to be a nekuda of his chash to Torah. One nekuda we're talking about is the etzem musig of learning Torah, because that is the ikar way, the tzura of how to put his chash to Torah. The second nekuda is tachas simcha, that's in the shkhotas. Our simcha and Torah attack would be amish. The person, there was the person who learns the shame Torah, the simcha is amish, the sipuk. The sipuk is amish. It's an Eben Shlema. I'm going. Shlema. Amish says it's the good. It's Perkhes Dal. Chocham nehene be'eis limud. Chocham, he gets a not instantly while he's learning. The mashal kain mitzvah is very, because he's learning the Torah which Hashem wants to. Afsha dain lo yoda. Forget about it, he got far in the sefer. Even before he knows anything. The chayzer tamid amoytzi batam. Aval aksil enei nena ad shisayim ha-sefer. This is so true today, you see this. Va'otzum mar l'saymer va'al kem bo'yim b'sim roh. People only get after they finish a sugya, or they finish a whole sefer, or they finish a whole thing, they complete something. Their nose not coming from the Torah, their nose coming from the completion. Their nose coming from the completion, not from the Torah. So they don't have the real. That's what they don't see. They don't. I'm sorry. It's real. It's real the whole time. And a person runs out of gas. And it's real the whole time. A person runs out of gas. And there are people who they're doing. They're being basic and zero. And they're learning. They're being basic and zero. It's not under the same time. It's not under the same time. It's late. Just mentioned to finish. Do my someone else already? It's two or three more quiz. This is manager. I'm a nerd. I'm nice. I just so beautiful. Nice. I was being that just a good. Nice. He's up there in my son, the Chatz Chaim, his son, Hirsch, his name is Hirsch Levitz, two Levitz, he's a nifty young man. And he wrote the Chalakim of the Mishabur, the Chatz Chaim, the people, part of one of the Chalakim he wrote with him. One time they were learning Shver Sugi, they were learning this week for days. And they had Shver Kasha, and I'm sure they were learning days. And after the Gantz Azach, they came out with two, they worked out two shoes in the Mishabur. After the Gantz, they were learning two. The whole outcome is two shoes in the shoe. Fine. And he finished. He even gave a sign. He said, I didn't know if he knew how many people read the Shabu, but he said, who? He said, how many of the people who read the Shabu? And some of the Shabu, how many people are going to realize how much Kaikas we put into two shoes? They're going to go through it. And see, what are they going to realize? They're going to realize how much gear we put into just these two shoes. So, science says, it was going to wash. Science says, Ember, when I was younger, once in Russia, I went by a place, one of these places, funny these places, Amish work camps, and took people when they were younger. There was a father and son working together, working for the country, working, and they were paving the road. And also paving the road, hard work, it took them, it took them a few days, they would paint, they would get covered a few feet, a few balati, a road. And machines had today paper. So Mamish, because they have a mice. The son turns to the father and says, that's the father. Oh, we work so hard for these two things. He's happily the passerby is going to pass by this road for Derek Derek. They're going to realize it takes them 2 seconds to pass by. They're going to realize the yagia, the energy we put in for these two weapons. These things, they're going to realize it. So he said, the father turned to the son, he said, I don't know, I remember he said in Russian, he said, for the tat the desire. So he said, maybe we'll give a lovely desire. He said, for the tat the desire. He said, the father's telling him, I'm not working for the recognition, I'm not working for the Ufti. I'm working, I don't care, I'm working because the Tzar told me to do. The Tzar's telling me to do, I'm working because I love the Tzar. I'm sitting here waiting, I'm looking for the recognition of the Shavuot for that. I'm learning because I know, when I'm learning Torah, that's the thing, he's never based on when I'm learning Torah, I'm doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm doing Skashim for Torah. Look at what it's like, it's an Achimina. He never did come out from the Tushar Ezra Shavuot. So, Rebersh Levinson, he's talking about he was recovered, this is the point I want to say, recovered, not talking about Sukhah's of the Gia, he's recovered, he's recovered. Yeah, there's a natural feeling, a person works on something, once works hard on something, you know, and he knows there's a certain feeling, everyone has this feeling, it's a very natural feeling, you know, not because he wants the recognition, that should make an afkamina, that it should feel that, that everything didn't, he'll go to waste. He was totally immense, the learning was totally immense. The point is, this is what I want, because again, this is the Simcha Shabbat. This is a person living a much happier life. And the person learns, people recognize that there's a lot of Shlech Kazan. The person learns, so he's always happy. He's always happy. He comes out from Seder, he has everything he needs, he works out of his hand. This is the Iker Sugya you wanted to open up today. You wanted to realize that the Sugya of Shalom Lishmo is not the way, you know, we look at the Labatim, they tell us to learn. They learn, you know, for a degree, or to learn to say, yeah, they don't understand the learning is L'shem Torah. But we also have time. Not the person time. That's something I want to very good. Not the time. A person shouldn't change if he was there when he walks out of the side. Shouldn't change when he does a mice. The person does think. It's always. When he changes mice, if he was there. We need it. We need everything. Halavai. The Torah is so halavai. People will learn with all these things. That's why I say, I don't usually talk about things. Because the mistake people make when you talk about these things is they jump over the basics. It's much more important than the person learns. It's much more. It's going to be a zilzal key of Zen, a person learning, it's not going to help. But the point was to open up the sugya that is like this more. There's a God, there's a Muslim, there's a Hadish, there's a Muslim, a person learning. And I think it's Shaykh, very bad. One of the things I said a few times is, well, the thing a person could do is to get a feeling of it, not because he's taking on holding his Iker learning should be in the time. But I'm all take a kashin. I don't care what it is, if it's in tomorrow, if it's in Agadita, if it's in Chumash, it's in Aloha. First of all, let me give you what it is. Start working on something that no one didn't know about. Work on something, it should be something. A person is working on something that he's never going to tell anybody. No one's going to know about it. Again, not because of the city of cover, it's the city of developing a kitchen. Kolze, we were talking about Shlichel, if you're a part of Malmö, I think Rabbi Moshigo once said about Malmö, Fort Keys, beautiful Malmö. Malmö says, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem, Oisa Vakish. Acha Shalti Meis Hashem, Oisa Vakish. Alan says, there's two things, Shaila and Bakosha. Shaila and Bakosha is different than Shaila and Bakosha. Shaila is Mitzias, what you're asking for. The physical question, what you're asking for. Bakosha is really, really heavy. Really, really heavy. The person, that's really speaking about, listening to the person asks the other person the chat in the sugya, that's his question, but that's not what he wants. That's only he wants to be his chat. So what Shaila is, what do you say if chat faces? What is Bakosha is to say don't chat faces. A person, sometimes it makes small talk, gets a many times in life, a person has a shayla, but he has a bakasha for something else. Look, the Malbim. Achashu alfin eis Hashem, or iso alakish. Many people ask him, Yishmach, who shift the Yishmach. Many people, they want to learn. But man, most of the time, it's for bakasha something. Some other fringe benefits. I want to, which is also a Malbim thing. Then it's like, Malbim is I want to become a healthy person. I know I'm going to be, I want to be a light person. I want to do, I know I want to do what's right. So more of us are learning because we know it's right. It's a little fine and good, but at the end of the day, learning is not the bakasha. Zok Dovra Melech, Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem, Oiso Avakesh. The only thing I want is Shifti Meis Hashem. Nothing, I don't need anything else. I don't need anything to know about me. I don't need nothing. I don't even need recognition. I don't make an afkamina. I just want to sit down. I want to learn as much as I could. It's casual with the Torah. Add insert. That's the word. That's a sugya we're looking at tonight. That's something that a person should think about. Shulis is a lot of other things about Shulis, but this is at least a sugya we. Maybe we could work on a person with something else. A sugya, something to think about. Because a sugya of learning, again, I'm going to tell you, Bochum, I'll say this on the Shemit, it's a Busha Shabbat, but I feel, it's in the front, the second city you see Busha Shabbat. I feel like I could say more than 50%, second Seder, after a month into the Zman, more than 50%, I'm telling you, they cannot not learning the Chalal second Seder, except for just to be saying this. Cannot not learning the Zman, just to be saying this. Because second Seder is the most of any of these things that has the least picture place. There's no Shir, there's no, especially if you don't have, not finishing the Sechti, there's no Mizgirah, there's no nothing. The only thing is that maybe the beginning of the Zman, they're all very careful. They ask a lot of questions at the beginning of the Zman. They make Shmudak and Kavusas, and they buy the Gemaras, and everything, everyone sets up everything. And again, not because of Kavan, not because of Megaration. It's a very important thing. Not, it's a good book, because they know that the way they have to, part of the Mizgirah is to get Shtolovek. The way you do it is you get into the Chabura, you make sure you pick which Chabura is, pay very much detail to these things. But at the end of the day, they never connected anything to learn. They never connected Chabura to learn. So in the beginning, there's a little bit more of a godsend, and there's a little bit more of a, so you have quite to go speak to the language a little bit. But afterwards, whether they're talking to me or not, I know they're not connected to keywords yet with the language. Not connected. Could be for it, could be scared. They just want to send this, no, feel like they put in a good say. Could be Shakespeare. Amish could be Shakespeare. No, that per se, they come, they have a shiur, they have to know, they have to maybe say something about it, but come on, Amish could be Shakespeare. More than 50%, much more than 50%. And with Davinenu, I myself, all of us, maybe we're not as much, but we suffer from this very, very much in the way of the same type of message. That's the good we want. I'm sure we'll be Zeicha, but it's a shame. It's a shame to the third name. Sorry, I love that.